Now look at Galatians 5. It says, peace in believing. Let me show you the nature of God in you. What you are like in the Spirit. This says, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit. There's only one word for spirit in the Greek. It doesn't matter if it's Holy Spirit or human spirit. You are a spirit being living in a physical body. You have a soul, which is your mind. The fruit of the Spirit. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the fruit of the human spirit. It's who you are because of God in you. And of course, the Holy Spirit is going to bring that to full fruition as you trust in God. And in that list is love, joy, and peace. That's who you are. Now, nobody in our family has blue eyes. You can forget it. And when I married Wayne, that's the first blue eyes I'd ever seen. You don't have to look at his eyes. I'll look at them for you. And he has blue eyes. I was just fascinated by blue eyes. And one family, they had a number of children, all with dark brown eyes. Everybody had brown eyes. And then the baby was born, little boy, with blue eyes. And all the other little boys lined up. And they said, this is how they figured that out. Is it a girl? Because they know boys have blue eyes. Boys have brown eyes. So they figured with blue, it might be a girl with blue eyes. See, it wasn't in the DNA. It was in that family. It was way down the line in the DNA. And finally, after I think that was child 4 or 5, blue surfaced. Well, we didn't have any blue. And we still don't have any blue except for Wayne. And nobody has any blue. And there isn't any blue. It's just not in the cards. It's not in the DNA. So you have, this is the DNA of God that's in you. This is who you are. You're a product of peace. Well, everybody's been agitated, frustrated. Have you ever been agitated and frustrated?
Yes.
Like when you couldn't get the water out of your sink. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. Or worse than that. And the key word in the scripture is let not your heart be troubled. Stay cool. Don't worry about it. What does God say? What's the promise? And if you call a plumber or an assistant, they can't come for 3 or 4 days. Have you noticed how that happens? And then you are your heart that was seething. Like Mama's agitator. Now, when I was a little girl, we had a wash machine in the backyard, and you had to crank it. You remember those? What did we call those? Ringer washers. Remember those? Some of you are too young, but, and we would crank that. And my sister, she agitated herself. She was fascinated by the ringer, and she put her hand through it. Mm-hmm. See, that's like worry. It's a mistake. That was really, she agitated herself. Now, my new washer, you can't tell what it's doing. It's supposed to be doing something. And it's a low water usage. I figured out how to outsmart it, though, because I'm pretty smart. Wayne and I, we looked at that one, so we got to have more water than that on some things. And if you put it on bulk heavy duty, gives you a little more water. See, and sometimes you know what? You need your frustration. See, I'm not lost. I'm going to capture you. It's a little more water. And we're washed with the water of the Word. We've got to have more water. I see myself going down the tubes. That just happens to everybody just every now and then. If you've never been frustrated, you're only 2 years old. I mean, I don't know. And I begin to pray in the Spirit and pace around my kitchen island. It's a 5-foot island. Pace around that island. Pace and pace and pray in the Spirit because I sense I'm getting frustrated. And God says, don't do that. See, because it's saying, you don't trust me, do you, Becky? And I said, I trusted you yesterday. I thought yesterday you'd do this. Peace. That's who you are. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. Now, somebody has said, and I love that, that love is the only fruit here. And all of these are sections of love. It's like the sections of an arm. One section of that orange, the love of orange, is peace. One is long-suffering. One is gentleness. And I like that. I think that's an accurate explanation because when you go over to 1 Corinthians 13, which describes love, you'll see some of these same things repeated. So it is possible that that's the interpretation. But it's talking about what's in you because you're in Christ.